KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy, 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of snow today and a chance of snow and freezing rain later this evening, a high around 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Atlantic police say no injuries were reported following a chain reaction accident Tuesday afternoon near 7th and Olive Streets. Officials say vehicles driven by Cheryl Clausen of Atlantic, Shirley Schmidt of Marnie, and Michael Grogan of Audubon collided at around 2:30 p.m. All three vehicles were traveling west on 7th Street when Clausen and Schmidt slowed for the traffic light. Grogan's vehicle struck the rear of Schmidt's vehicle, causing it to be pushed into the rear of the Clausen vehicle. Damage from the collision amounted to $2,200. Police cited Grogan for following too close. Creston police say no citations were issued and no injuries were reported following a collision Tuesday afternoon at West Taylor Street and Wyoming Avenue. Officials say a 2001 Ford Taurus driven by 29-year-old Christina Elizabeth Mills of Bridgewater was traveling west on West Taylor at around 2:50 p.m. when 43-year-old Katharina Jean Davis of Terre Haute, Indiana, tried to make a left turn off of Wyoming Avenue. Davis told police she didn't see the approaching Taurus because of other traffic in the area. Her 2001 Chevy Impala was struck by the Taurus, causing a total of $6,000 damage. A Madison County woman was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Creston on a warrant for fraudulent practice in the third degree. Creston police say 35-year-old Jordan Ingram of Winterset was arrested at around 2 p.m. at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Ingram was later released on a $5,000 bond. 20-year-old Jacob Davis of Red Oak was arrested Tuesday afternoon in Creston on two Union County warrants for failure to appear on an original charge of unauthorized use of a credit card under $1,000 and for failure to appear on an OWI first offense charge. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail on $3,000 bond. Creston police report also 63-year-old Dora Scheimer of Creston was cited for failure to abate a nuisance on her property at 405 South Pine Street. Scheimer was released on a promise to appear later in court. Opening statements are expected to take place this morning in Council Bluffs in a civil trial by two Walnut residents alleging malpractice at Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital. The Daily Nonpareil reports Tony Bailey and Deborah Bailey seek damages from Methodist Jenny Edmondson Hospital, Dr. Stephen J. Feldhaus, Heart, Lung, and Vascular Surgery, and Emergency Physicians of Western Iowa. A jury pool was selected Tuesday. The trial is expected to last 7 days. According to court documents, the Baileys claim the defendants were professionally negligent in performing and failing in a timely manner to treat and operate on Tony Bailey's lower leg on January 20th of 2012 and in failing to provide proper care after Bailey's operation. The plaintiffs also claim that Tony Bailey incurred pain and suffering and a loss of full mind and body. Loss of mind and body is the inability of a particular part of the mind or body to function in a normal manner. In addition, Deborah Bailey, Tony's wife, seeks damages for harm done to her marriage. She claims that because of Tony's loss of full mind and body, she suffered a loss of consortium from her spouse. She added now that she and her husband don't enjoy the benefits of company, cooperation, affection, and the aid of the other in a relationship. According to court documents, the defendants deny negligence and assert that any injury or damage is the result of pre-existing conditions, others, or outside conditions over which the defendants had no control or responsibility. Furthermore, attorneys for the defendants told the jurors that Tony Bailey was not only a smoker but had a history of retroperitoneal fibrosis, atherosclerosis, and peripheral arterial disease. The Methodist Health System spokesperson is declining to comment on the case until the civil trial concludes. Christopher Welch, attorney for the Baileys, has not released a desired amount for damages. They're expected to give the jury a monetary amount during closing arguments. A man and woman were arrested on drug charges Monday night in Mills County. The sheriff's office said Tuesday 55-year-old Terry Joe Halvin of Red Oak and 55-year-old Julie Ann Vore of Council Bluffs were taken into custody at Highway 34 and Kidd Road at around 11:50 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with official acts. Their bonds were set at $1,600. On Monday, 21-year-old Dylan Lee Kahn was arrested in Plattsmouth, Nebraska on a Mills County warrant for a failure to appear. Kahn was being held with Mills County Jail on $5,000 bond. Also arrested Monday was 28-year-old Reuben Darnell Davis of Glenwood, who was wanted on a warrant out of Pottawatomie County. His bond was set at $1,000. Saturday, 46-year-old Matthew James Kelleher of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was $1,000. and 38-year-old Michael Raymond Carver of Omaha was arrested for driving under suspension. His bond was $300. And on January 1st, Mills County deputies arrested 53-year-old Randy Joseph Huff of Council Bluffs for driving under suspension. Also, 49-year-old Karen Ann Schneiderwind of McClelland was arrested on a warrant for harassment in the third degree. Their bonds were set at $300 each. A man from Glenwood was injured during a collision Monday morning on Highway 34 in Mills County. Sheriff's officials said Tuesday that Kelsey Oliver was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs following the accident that took place at around 7:30 a.m. Monday. Authorities said a 2015 Chevrolet driven by Richard Clayton of Creston was westbound on Highway 34 at the same time Oliver was traveling east. The left front side of the Clayton vehicle and left rear of Oliver's 2000 Buick made contact, causing damage to both vehicles. Authorities were not able to determine, though, which driver was at fault. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County say a Hamburg man was arrested recently in connection with an assault that took place December 16th at the Cubby's gas station located near the intersection of Highway 2 and Interstate 29. After an investigation, 62-year-old John Moyer was arrested for assault causing bodily injury in violation of individual rights. Moyer was later released on a $2,000 cash-only bond. The incident that resulted in his arrest began after deputies made contact with 49-year-old Cleo Henry of Jonesboro, Arkansas, who advised that he was parked at the diesel fuel pumps when a male approached him and began arguing with him. He stated the male, later identified as Moyer, used a racial slur and then sprayed him with diesel fuel. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.